Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 11th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. And what's Jason
up?
Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I guess I step back in and Cakes is in Kiowa, I'm assuming.
I guess. I don't pay attention. Jason keeps track.
Well, he doesn't go anywhere else.
He is in South Carolina. I don't know if it's Kiowa, but I assume it is.
I mean, I know he's vacationing Kiowa.
That's where he goes every summer.
I can't keep track of everyone. I just seems like, honestly, I know you were away for like 10 days or whatever the heck it was. It seems like a blink of an eye. I mean, it's wild. I mean, literally, it feels like you've been gone for like a day. It's just how life is.
Yeah. Good point.
I mean, I followed some of the escapades via social media, did a lot of stuff, but I mean, it just literally seemed like it was 2 days ago when you were here.
It was the most action-packed vacation I've ever had. Yeah. You would not have enjoyed it. There were no TJ Maxx's anywhere in sight. I don't think I popped the TV on during the entire visit.
Well, wow. I mean, I don't necessarily want to watch TV on vacation, but I definitely don't want to, like, do the stuff you were doing. All that action stuff, not into it.
Yeah, I think you guys have rubbed off on me a little bit. My kids called me washed because I didn't do the canyon swing.
I mean, there's no way I would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
The canyon swing looked to be one of the most death-defying things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
And the weird part about it is the first day that we had kind of a free day, the first day was a travel day, really, and we get to Grindelwald, Switzerland, which was about a three-hour drive from the Zurich airport. We get there, and we kind of walk around the town, have dinner. Everybody's tired. Go to bed. Hmm. Then Kelsey's got an agenda every day. There's something to do. But the first day that we went up the mountain on the cable cars, or gondolas, whatever the heck you call it, they had a cliff walk.
Yeah, I saw.
And
like a nightmare.
Dylan bailed on the cliff walk, which I happily then bailed to stay with him.
Right.
Because if you just look to the right, there's nothing but thousands of feet that you would drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If you just look right. And it's not even a fence it's slightly above your waist.
Yeah.
So, like, if you just tipped over, I mean, I don't know if people actually fall off that thing, but you're dead. There's no getting around it. So, when my son bailed on it, I was like, all right, I'll hang back because I was starting to get a little nervous myself. Yeah. And I had videoed the first part of it. Well, he did the canyon swing. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. The canyon swing was basically a bungee jump.
Maybe because he was attached, he just trusted that he was attached. But with the walk, there was no attachment. You know,
maybe. And the canyon swing is more of a thrill ride. And to be honest, I didn't do it for two reasons. Number one, a little scared. Number two, everything in Switzerland costs so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was absurd, the cost. Mm-hmm. I learned this afterwards from Kelsey, who booked everything. They say it's the most expensive country in the world.
Mm-hmm. What did that cost, that particular ride?
Oh, I'm not even sure.
Oh.
Some of those things, the activities I paid beforehand.
Yeah.
So that's all on a credit card.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm going to have to pay the piper.
Right.
But I wasn't paying like as we go.
Right.
Everything was paid for.
I paid a bunch up front. But I mean, at the end of the day, you guys did a lot of activities. I'm sure the kids were thrilled. So, you know, I guess successful trip.
Yeah, there was tension sometimes. I mean, Kelsey is like, go, go, go. She's 24. Isabella's 8. Some things don't necessarily match up in the activities. Then we had a BMW, which was great, the rental car, but it was tight for 5 people and all of the luggage. So there was definitely some, you know, typical family vacation tension, I think, at times.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we did, the older kids did paragliding.
Right.
Is basically jumping off a cliff with a kite.
Yeah.
I mean, but the amazing thing is, in those towns, you look up in the sky and there's 25 of those kites flying around.
No, I know people do it. I'm not going to say you're all going to die. It's a thrill-seeking thing that I have zero interest in.
No, I think you guys rubbed off of me. I did a zip line called the glider. All right. Now, in line, there were people that were 7, 8 years old. Their families walking up there. They strap you in. You get in a harness. And to call it a zip line, sure, but you go 80 miles an hour and into the clouds, and you're just looking down at ground about 1,000 feet below you, and I was like, never again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the older kids loved it, mm-hmm. and Isabella went on that with us.
Wow.
Freaked me out. So I have lost that gene where I used to actually try things. My kids called me Wash, said that I'd been skydiving. I'm not into it anymore.
Yeah.
I told you before, I'm never going skydiving again,
right.
And I'll never go on those glider things. They called it a glider. You're basically like Superman. I don't know if you punch up a video, just type up Grindelwald glider.
Mm-hmm. I'll look
it's
at it.
It's freaky.
Yeah, I'm not, no interest.
I would have probably felt guilty to do it, especially if my daughters were going to do it. But man, that would have been difficult. I wouldn't have done all of them. I probably would have done maybe one or two.
I would have done exactly 0 of them.
Yeah, I would have felt guilty.
I wouldn't have done the walk. I would have done none of it.
Half the walk.
Yeah.
The thing about the walk was there was a shortcut to get to the end of the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan and I did the shortcut to the end of the walk, and then there's basically, for lack of a better word, a bridge or a fence which has nothing around it, and you can go out to the point, and you're just over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're over a canyon.
So besides the thrill-seeking stuff that you guys did, what did you do, like walk around and look at like touristy stuff?
Not really. I mean, you're in the village and you have to go to restaurants and stuff.
I don't even know what you would see. Like, I don't even know what tourists go to see.
It's mountains and waterfalls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, we went to see some waterfalls.
Yeah.
You can kind of see that when you're driving.
Mm.
I'll say the most harrowing part to me, and it's the second time I've done it, I hadn't been there in 7 years, is just driving through the Alps. It is harrowing. There are very few guardrails.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving. There's constant hairpin turns, constant tunnels.
How do they not have guardrails on hairpin turns? I mean, it's just bizarre.
Well, it's just, I don't even know how they construct some of these things. You're on the side of the mountain. There's roads. There's nothing around here that's even close to what it's like.
Right. Yeah.
And we left Grindelwald to go to my dad's village in Italy, and we went through the Swiss mountains for 8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours of windy hairpin turns?
Yes, and you're just up the mountain, and if you drift 2 feet to your right, you're going to tip off the mountain. When I'm driving, I'm like, how are there not cars just piled up here on the side of the mountain?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm getting passed in lanes because I'm not used to driving on those roads, so I'm going pretty slow, relative.
Yeah.
And these people are impatient, just blitzing around you. But when a bus comes on those roads, you have to pull, like, kind of basically stop your car and pull over. Those guys should get paid $1 million a year if you're a bus driver going through the mountains.
Well, I don't mean this the wrong way, and I'm a flawed person. That trip sounds like hell.
That it wouldn't be for you.
It wouldn't be for me.
We did a lot of hiking.
Well, it sounds like it was very stressful on your end.
No, I mean, the activities, like almost every, we went on a boat ride in Lake Garda. That was
not,
great.
Not everything, but it sounds like there was some very high stress activities.
The driving can be stressful. My kids want to take pee breaks all the time. It's not like you're driving on the New Jersey Turnpike with rest stops.
Believe me, we heard about the tension.
You're on a mountainous road where there aren't rest stops. In fact, Kelsey was freaking out one time. I stop in the first village that we saw up high in the mountains. She goes into a bar. A man, all I know is I stay in the car.
Yeah.
A man comes out with a bag of trash. I guess Kelsey tried to dump trash.
One, right?
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, we heard about this one.
And he was opens pissed. Our door, pissed, and throws like the trash out.
He was pissed that you actually were in there just to use the bathroom, not to spend money.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard about that.
Okay. Yeah, that Kelsey apparently ratted me out on everything.
Yeah.
So he threw the trash into the car?
Yeah, he was Rick.
What was your reaction?
I was just still pissed that we had to stop. We were an
hour.
Did
you yell at the guy?
Let me tell you something. We were an hour away from getting to my dad's village. I didn't bring my glasses to drive at night, and I just wanted to beat. I wanted to get there with some daylight to not drive on windy roads
that you're not
on the side
with,
of a mountain that I'm not familiar with without my glasses.
Yeah, that would be very dangerous. But with the guy throwing the trash into your car, what was your reaction to him specifically?
What are you going
to
do? He just basically... Here,
I know. Did you say anything to him?
What
no,
could you say?
What am I going to say? First of all,
I don't know. I
he didn't
been
speak English.
So what?
He did this.
Yeah.
And then he...
All right.
And then he bolted.
Okay.
Yeah. But that said, once we made it to my dad's, like the in-between part, a lot of times sucked. You know, it took me 20 minutes to figure out the navigation on the BMW. It was in German.
Weird.
So that was frustrating. Then we drive into Zurich, and I probably shouldn't have done that. We're trying to squeeze in time because we had to wait for Kelsey for 3.5 hours. By the time I get the rental car, you know, the lines for rental cars at airports suck.
That alone would make me cancel the trip.
So
I don't like lines. I don't like going in, like, you know, when you had to go through customs in every country and everything. Did that?
You don't have to do that in every country.
You didn't. It's fine from country to country while you're in Europe.
Yeah, because of EU.
Oh, okay.
European Union. So it's like driving through the states. You don't have to stop when you go into Delaware.
That makes it easier.
So that's not a problem. But yeah, getting that. And then, of course, I lost my phone because...
I thought your phone cracked.
No, what happened was we drive into Zurich, which, again, trying to pack in time. But by the time we got there, the roads are... I'm not used to it. Couldn't find parking. I'm in a lane. Some guy's yelling at me in a different language. Turns out it was like a bus lane or train lane. And I could have got hit by a bus/train trolley, whatever the heck you want to call it. By the time we actually park, Kelsey's going to be back in an hour. It's about a half hour ride from where I was to get back to the airport. So we run into a McDonald's. Everybody's eating. And they're kind of taking their time. Kelsey says that she's 15 minutes from Zurich Airport. So we got a roll. I'm cleaning up, and my phone was on a tray, and I threw it in the trash. About a minute pass, and I'm like, where's my phone? I'm kind of retracing my steps. I had to use the bathroom, and I realized it was in the trash can. They had moved the trash. They had taken out the trash in that time. So apparently it went to a dumpster. But yeah, my phone, I still haven't fixed it, is completely smashed. And it has a line right down the side of it.
Let me see it.
Does it smell like butt?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's got like a white line right down the middle.
Yeah, it's pummeled.
Just go take it to...
Look at that.
Go take it to... You break it, I fix it. You give somebody $100 and you can fix it.
Yeah, yeah. I've got an old Apple version. But that said, a lot of the trip was really good. My dad's, you know, you grew up across the street from my dad. My dad was always very proud of where he came from.
Right.
He lived in the mountains. We stayed there for
2 days.
Hey,
you're a better person than me.
I learned his house was built in the 1400s.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're very dedicated to those memories and to passing that along to your kids. You're a better person than me. I don't think I could do that. None of it. But
who enjoyed the vacation the most out of the five?
Kelsey.
And the least?
Isabella?
No, Isabella.
You?
Isabella liked it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that anybody nobody didn't like it. I mean, maybe Dylan, because he only liked the thrill rides.
He was bored with everything.
He didn't like we went paddle boarding on the lake. He's not
into that. For him, paddle boarding.
Yeah, he likes
that's about my speed.
He maybe. Likes the crazy rides like a teenage boy would.
Right.
Yeah. And then the language barrier can be tough. And also for him, eating was a challenge.
Right. Because he likes like three things.
A picky eater, man, is tough.
Yeah.
And then he went missing the last day and blamed everybody. When we had to walk maybe a 10-minute walk back to the car.
Yeah.
And he was in his bathing suit coming out of the boat ride. So we went on a boat ride and we're swimming in the lake and stuff. And he wanted to change his bathing suit. He's like, could I have the keys? So Jess gives him the keys and we say, we're going to go in a restaurant on the one path.
Right.
Imagine you're in Georgetown and you're on the main strip, right? On Wisconsin.
M Street.
Right, M Street. And you're saying, we're going to walk towards the car and pick one of the restaurants on the side of the road past us. He gave up on the car because he didn't remember where we parked. And he went in the opposite direction and was in a castle, which I looked in for a half hour. That was a huge castle.
How did you eventually find him?
He found somebody's phone and called Kelsey. Right.
That's what I figured.
And then Kelsey gave horrible directions, and then he was lost for another 45 minutes. And we're just she claimed, this is the restaurant.
Right.
And he, of course, bailed on that somehow. But he's an 18-year-old boy.
You
figured
it out. More things than I've done in my lifetime.
No
doubt. 10 days.
Nine days.
Yeah. More things than I've done in my lifetime.
Two travel days.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad everybody made it home safe. Everybody, I assume, made it home safely?
Everybody made it home safely, and as predicted, Terry McLaurin still hasn't signed.
Yep.
No, you're right.
It's not imminent either. I don't think he's going to sign anything. I think he's going to have to play on this deal.
So I know we're going to talk about it. We've got a lot to get into. Tom Lavero is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Talk about the Nationals, who are a complete mess. Talk about the Commanders and where they are with Terry McLaurin and their first preseason game. We'll also talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us here on the
Dollar Shave Club. Delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chuck. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
Mm-hmm.
Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page. Bish fills us in on what's happening.
Yeah, sports page driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. They've got huge incentives. It means lower prices on your favorite models. When you head on over there, ask for Evelyn. And just like I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com. So week one of the preseason is in the books. We'll, of course, talk about the Commanders for most of the show, but we'll wait until next segment to start that. But it's in the books. Commanders will play next Monday night in their second preseason game at home against Cincinnati. But just in terms of preseason week number one, just kind of recapping some of the games, specifically kind of the ranking the quarterbacks, especially the rookie quarterbacks. I believe 11 rookie quarterbacks played in the preseason in week one. Jackson Dart was kind of interesting. Of course, he played against the Bills yesterday. He finished 12 of 19 for 154 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 24 yards.
His touchdown was impressive because he was
getting hit. It was a great throw. Yeah.
It was a great throw, and he hung in the pocket, and he got drilled.
Yeah, he did.
It was a great throw.
It was a really good throw, and kind of makes it interesting to see what will happen there because, you know, he's a first-round quarterback, and you assume he's going to play this year. And, I mean, unless Russell Wilson just lights it up, mm-hmm. and they're winning, I would assume that Dart's going to get a shot, you know, in the next, I don't know, first 8 weeks.
Daboll used four words to describe his play: efficient, effective, aggressive, and confident.
That's good.
He likes them.
That's
I'm
good.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
And Carter was really good, too.
Abdul Carter,
I think he only played six snaps, but had two pressures.
Yeah, he's going to be good. Shador Sanders on Friday night. His numbers were pretty good. 14 of 23 for 138 and two touchdowns. Also ran for 19 yards.
I didn't see the bad plays, right? I only saw the ones. I saw all his completions. And, you know, he looked pretty darn good to me. But also afterwards, I saw him talking. I said this the day of the draft or whatever when he ended up going to the fifth round. And it all was perplexing to me. I thought the Shador Sanders character assassination was unfair. Every time I've seen him, he's been humble. He's been a quiet kid. I find him extremely likable. It's not his fault his dad is sort of all over the place. There's likable parts to Deion for sure, but Deion can, I guess, rub people the wrong way. I root for that kid like you wouldn't believe. I really do.
I watched Baldy's breakdown.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Did he trash him?
No.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite. He talks about how he picks up the blitz perfectly with the blocker, sidesteps to the right, his second touchdown pass.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a blitzer coming at him from his left. The running back comes over and gives him a little block. He sidesteps and then just throws a dart.
Yeah.
Perfectly in stride.
He's very comfortable in the pocket. That's like the number one thing.
And I saw him, he had a scramble on a third
like
and short. 14
yards.
The question for all of these guys is, it's preseason.
That's right.
I know when we talk about Washington, we're talking about is you don't know who they're playing up against.
Listen, I'm not saying he's going to have any success in the league. I'm just saying a root for him. And I think the character assassination, that was part of the reason why they said he dropped the fifth round. Because all these people had him rated much higher than that. Is that, he came in and he had headphones on and he wasn't listening to the coaches and he was a douche. I just didn't buy any of that. And I really don't now, the more I see him interviewed. He's always seemed like a quiet, humble kid to me.
I've been with you. I'm rooting for him. Gabriel's hurt. Pickett's hurt.
Yeah.
Flacco's kind of the assumed starter there, but we'll see if he ends up getting a shot.
Now there's pressure on Dylan Gabriel to play well.
Yeah.
Whenever he plays, I assume he'll try and play this week.
I mean, if all things go well for them, they just play Flacco, right? I mean, even in New York with Dart, like, you want your starter to do well. They want Wilson to do well. They don't really want to play him if they don't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless the guy is so good. Like, remember when Justin Herbert was supposed to be a guy who was going to sit for a year?
Right.
And then I can't remember the exact circumstances.
Who was the guy that was in front
of him? I think
it
was Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got hurt. And then Justin Herbert went in there like, well, what are we wasting our time with Tyrod Taylor?
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to play this guy. So if they're so good that they overwhelm you with their talent.
Sure.
And that they're ready, you go with them.
Sure.
I did see a side-by-side, though, statistical comparison between Sanders, who impressed, and Brady Quinn
mm-hmm.
in their first preseason game. It must have been one of these beat reporters from Cleveland,
and
they were similar.
Down a notch.
Yeah, they're basically saying, "Come on, it's the first preseason game." But you'd rather have that than the opposite.
Of course. Nobody, you don't have to say, "Oh, he's going to be a star." You just say, "Hey, good first step."
Yeah, I mean, it's
good first step.
It was good that he didn't look like, you know,
right,
like well, a six round.
Could have looked like Sam Hartman.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, not in his defense, but I guess in the haters' defense, Nike put out a commercial after his first preseason game. Okay. I mean, that's kind of annoying.
Okay, but that's not him. You know, he has nothing.
I know
with
he has
that.
Nothing to do with that, but it adds fuel to the fire.
That's fine. I just say every time I've seen this kid, Valdez, at a podium, he's kind of quiet and humble. Even when he confronted the radio guy in Cleveland, he was pretty muted about it. It was like amazing. It was like this guy that's been just trashing him for a month didn't raise his voice. It was pretty incredible.
The haters do have some fuel to the fire with the tickets. Like, he shows up, and I think that there was, I saw a video, unless it was AI, that he showed up this first game with like an entourage. Doesn't bother me. So some people get triggered because of his last
name. It's really not his fault that his dad is a rich Hall of Famer and he's just had sort of a privileged life.
Yeah.
Not his fault.
It comes down to how you play.
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't really matter what people think of you as a person, because if you're good and you end up playing better than Dillon Gabriel, who's the third round pick, Flacco's not going to take you anywhere. So maybe Flacco starts for a month, and if Shador plays better than Gabriel in the preseason and in practice, he'll get a shot. He'll get a fair shot.
Where does Pickett fall into the equation?
Who knows? They may not even keep him. Who knows?
I don't know. No idea. I mean,
can't keep all these guys.
At this point, those guys are journeymen ahead of them.
Yeah.
But you know, the last thing you want to do also is throw him to the Wolves too soon, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
so
who knows?
Cam Ward of Tennessee, of course, number one overall pick, was 5 for 8 for 67 yards. Didn't play a ton, but from what I read in the highlights I saw, he looked pretty good. So we'll see what happens with Cam Ward. Now, J.J. McCarthy, of course, he'd missed last year with that injury. He was 4 of 7 for 30 yards, had one rushing attempt for 8 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe Sam Howell came in. I think Sam Howell was decent. His numbers were decent.
Was he? Because he has been getting attacked this spring or whatever we are in fall.
Now, again, it's preseason. I get it. Tyler Shuck.
No, but he needed a good performance.
Yeah, yeah. Tyler Shuck, round two. He was the 40th overall pick by the Saints. Finished 15 of 22 for 165. He didn't start the game. Rattler started, but Rattler didn't play a ton.
Well, that's good. That's good that he was okay. It sounds like he was okay.
He had a pick six.
He threw a pick six, and then on the next possession, I believe he threw a 54-yarder for a touchdown.
Because they showed a clip of him in warm-ups that was like, it was. I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Yeah,
just inaccurate?
Oh, yeah. So they showed Shador doing all this stuff, and they go, oh, they picked him instead. And they show him dropping back. And the receiver run across in warm-ups. Literally, there.
Right.
And he missed the guy by, 20 yards. It was, a terrible throw. And you're like, oh, my God, this guy can't even make a basic throw.
You
it's
can
funny
paint
how
any
they
picture,
shape
of
anything.
Course.
Mm-hmm. Any narrative they want to shape.
Right. So I saw the narrative of Caleb Williams throwing into the net. He missed, three balls into the net.
Yeah, and then he was freaking out.
Right. He was pissed off. Yeah, he was pissed.
Yeah. Didn't he do better the next day or something? I think they might have shown on another video the next day where he did
right,
better.
Right, but your point is true that you can
want. Yeah, totally.
Now there were some injuries in the preseason. We kind of talked about the Maurice Norris. That was that was on Friday, but that was really graphic. I mean, he looked like he was.
That was the Ravens guy.
No, that was the Lions DB.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was knocked out. And he was hospitalized, but he returned to the team facility.
That's the one where they stopped the game, right?
They stopped the game.
Or they just let the clock run out, whatever they did.
Suspended the game.
Yes.
Yeah. But apparently...
Was he in the fencing position or whatever, where he was like...
No, you know? From what I saw, he was just kind of face down and wouldn't move.
Uh-huh.
And man, that's just scary.
Neck injury.
Yeah. But
well, it was like the NASCAR guy that celebrated his win, or F1 guy, whatever. You saw that. He was on top of his roof.
Yeah.
He slipped and fell.
And he fell.
And he knocked himself out. I mean, some sort of injury. Now, they did say, I think I read later, they did sit up in the ambulance, but it looked like he might have donked himself off.
Yeah, that was kind of scary, too.
It was terrifying.
The Eagles, one of their really good linemen, Landon Dickerson, he went down with an apparent leg injury. He was carted off the field and into the locker room. And that's not good for him. It didn't look good either. So also Deion Bush of the Chiefs, he went down with a knee injury. So a lot of guys are getting hurt in the preseason just in week one.
Hey, you were going through some of the rookie quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
This jumped out at me, headline from one of the rookies. Now, he was drafted in the seventh round, but was a big name because he started over Manning. Quinn Ewers,
yeah,
apparently had a horrific day. Well, 5 for 18.
He was 0 for his first five.
5 for 18, no touchdowns, sacked twice, and lost 2 fumbles.
So yeah. I just want to know how we're supposed to, because like when Shador does well, you're supposed to say, well, it's preseason, it means nothing. Yeah. When Ewers does nothing,
all of it means nothing.
Are you supposed to say, oh, it's preseason, it means nothing, don't worry?
It's like it's kind of like your video. You can pick and choose and, like and spin the narrative whatever you want.
Because my guess is,
he was a seventh round pick.
That's not a great start.
No, it's not. No.
My guess is that doesn't bode well.
Well, Zach Wilson behind him was, or I guess he played in front of him, but he wasn't good either.
Right. Well, he's proven to not be good.
Yeah. Yes. So they need two.
But didn't he kill it in his first preseason? I remember Mike Greenberg being all fired up for him.
Well, the one here, just, you know, listen, I know we got to go to break, and we're going to get all in the skins. But I remember when Heath Shuler was here, and I'll never forget this. And Heath was struggling, right? And who was our guy at the time? It was Norv, right? Because Charlie threw Norv under the bus, said Norv wanted him. He wanted somebody else. There was all that drama ultimately. And Norv said after there was like a preseason game or maybe a regular season game where like Heath made one throw. He made one throw that apparently impressed Buddy Ryan. I think it was Buddy Ryan at the time with Arizona. Was he ever with Arizona, Buddy Ryan? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Buddy Ryan went to Norv and said, I see it. I see what everyone else, you know, like you hang in there. He's got the ability. Right. I saw it with that throw. Like I saw the ability. So they could create, they could see whatever they want to see. And of course, you know, Heath was awful.
Yeah. But they knew pretty quick.
But you're right. I mean, it's preseason. We got to pump the brakes on really anything that you saw because you just don't know what teams were playing starters, what teams were playing mostly second and third stringers.
There's truth to that.
But
generally,
real
good
quick,
players play pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad players play pretty bad.
Real quick, the Nats went out to San Francisco, and you know they were struggling they've been struggling all year, but they were really struggling before they took this road trip. And they did beat the Giants yesterday, 8-0. Now, James Wood, who was in a horrific slump from basically July 1st till this weekend.
Is he hitting up?
Well, he hit a home run on Saturday.
Yeah, because he hit one last week.
And then he had 2 hits yesterday with 4 RBIs.
Yeah.
And they pounded out 17 hits, 11 of them off Justin Verlander, who fell to 1-9.
Mm-hmm.
But and then Mackenzie Gore, who has been pitching horribly over the last 3 or 4 starts, he was awesome. So they got something back in San Francisco. C.J. Abrams also hit a home run yesterday. So the young guys, the studs, played much better in this San Francisco series out there. So we, it's good that James Wood kind of broke out whatever he was dealing with.
Is the heat?
Is it at bats were much better?
Is the heat ratcheting up on the learners sell the team movement?
Like it.
I think is that why we're having Tom Lavero on?
Well, maybe. I mean, I haven't seen any evidence of that.
I don't know if there's evidence that they're going to do it.
Fans are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, fans are screaming, sell the team.
Yes,
at the stadium.
No, they have been for months, right? Oh, now they're doing it at the stadium all the time.
From what I heard, fans are yelling,
so that
sell
would be
the
new
team.
That's new to me.
I just think it's growing a little bit. I mean, Drab can chime in. I think that's part of the reason we're having Lavero on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that movement is growing. Now, maybe, look, with Snyder, it started 10, 15 years before he ended up selling the team.
Yeah, and the only
you don't have to sell just because the crowd wants you to.
Well, and the only reason why they sold is because of all the scandal and everything else.
Yeah.
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 And the fact that he was financially probably not nearly as good as he should have been in his own personal business.
But fans are certainly frustrated, and they have been for a long time.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that, but I didn't know that they were now like just chanting it at home games.
Yes, they are.
So that's good.
Coming up next, we will dive into the Commanders preseason game. It was ugly, but what do you take away from it? That's next here on the Junkies.
All right. Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home. home run, then use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got home on Friday evening around 6 p.m. And when I was driving back from Dulles Airport, I was like, oh, Commanders are playing tonight. Let me check this out. I'll admit I did not stay up to watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch early on to see Sam Hartman on the field. Mm-hmm. And I went online to try and catch up on what I'd missed. To be honest, I don't think I'd missed much other than they were basically resting all their best players.
Mm-hmm. I think 30 guys.
Yeah. 30 guys.
Didn't dress.
Yeah.
30 guys weren't on the field. So to me, I was having a hard time taking it seriously. And I'm sure you guys talked about the scrimmages beforehand and these two teams have been facing each other. I don't know really what transpired during the scrimmages, who looked good, who
it was just one. It was just one scrimmage.
Well, joint practices.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of lumping in the term, but joint practices, scrimmage. I did see the receivers dropping balls and I just kind of laughed. Like, Hartman didn't look particularly great,
but early on,
I think it might have been the very first drive. It was a third down and he hits some guy right in the hand.
That was Chris Moore.
Yes.
Yeah. Chris Moore
drops it. And I was like, well.
They say he's been dropping balls all preseason.
That's crazy because that's a 10-year vet.
Yeah.
Right.
But they say he's just been dropping balls. It's weird. Yeah. I don't know why. He's just dropping balls.
Yeah, but that certainly doesn't help out Sam Hartman when your guy drops the ball right in there. And then I'm just thinking, well, this just adds to Terry just saying, hey, you need me.
Well, I mean, the top three receivers didn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, everything
Debo
was
wasn't
just
there,
a
no
disaster.
Yeah.
Everything was just, it was really, really awful. I mean,
it started from the opening kickoff.
The opening kickoff.
Yep.
I mean, the 15 penalties. And it doesn't even matter if these are all backups. It's like, you know, they always talk about setting a tone and everything and having a standard. Mm-hmm. That standard was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was shocking for Quinn and everyone. And he puts a good spin on it the best he can. He admits that it didn't meet our standard. But he had to have been livid. Going home and the next day watching that film, livid. Even if half those guys never suit up for you in any meaningful action, it was still humiliating. I mean, they looked like butt. There are a few guys that had a few moments. I thought Kroski Merritt had a few moments.
Yep.
Nothing spectacular. They you know, it appeared to people that watch it closer than me that Connerly had his moments where he did well, and I think Johnny Newton flashed a few times.
Yep.
But much beyond that. It was pretty much a dead. I thought Josh Johnson, actually, compared to Hartman, he looked like a future Hall of Famer.
Right.
I mean, Hartman was so bad. Now, to defend Hartman, if there is any defense.
He had a couple drops.
He did have drops, and he's also coming off like he had, like, I don't know, a little shoulder surgery or something. And they say that it just takes a while to get everything back.
Yeah.
You know, you just, your accuracy and everything. Because they said even when the throws weren't dropped, he was throwing to the wrong shoulder. You know, just out of sync. Just not locked in. He just never looked comfortable.
But Chris Moore dropped the one ball over the middle. That would have been a 15-20-yard game.
He dropped at least two balls.
And then the one down the. Now, that would have been. It was a tough catch, but he couldn't rein it in. He had it in and he just dropped it on the way down. That would have been a 40-yard pass. So
right.
His numbers would have looked a lot better if Moore caught those two balls.
And also, look, you're playing with the bums. Yep. You know this. You played college basketball. If you play with worse players, it doesn't elevate your game.
Playing
with better players elevates your game.
For sure.
But I'm not going to put too much stock into the result.
No. The result means nothing.
The result, because you didn't play 30 guys.
And Washington fans know that more than anybody.
But
they
won
a Super Bowl going winless in a preseason.
And look, the Patriots, especially in the first couple of series, were playing a lot of starters.
Yes.
You had a strip sack on Drake May.
Yep, that was...
As they pointed out, they were
he just dropped the ball.
They were trying to establish a culture, set a standard... And we're kind of coming in high and mighty after our big fancy season and playing backups, and it wasn't a good match. They smoked us. It is what it is. Smoked us. I would assume that when all our guys are there, it would be different, but till proven otherwise, we look pretty awful.
And I would assume next Monday you're going to see a lot of those guys.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Maybe not for longer than a couple series, but I would assume you're going to see more of the starters.
Are they going to play Jaden at all in the preseason?
I don't know.
No. Yeah. I mean, other teams are playing their starters, even if it's just for a series or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think you can be so scared.
But don't the Rams under McVay traditionally don't play any starters?
I think everybody has a different vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a different mindset.
Everybody has a different mind.
I mean, last year, if you remember, Jaden barely played.
Yeah,
Jaden, I think, was on the field for three series in the preseason.
Yeah.
So he didn't have a good sense of what he's going to do. Although I remember you fired up. He had one big pass downfield.
I decided right there.
Hit De'Ami Brown.
Star.
And they basically shut him down.
Yeah. And plus what they had seen in the scrimmages and everything.
Of course.
You know, as we pointed out last week when you were gone, those controlled scrimmages, according to some, it's a great way, especially for quarterbacks. Apparently New England, Belichick was like, huge on it because Brady could play and see all the looks and never get hit.
Yeah.
So you do the controlled scrimmages and where you get the bulk of your work.
Mm-hmm.
And by all accounts, Jaden looked pretty sharp in their controlled scrimmage. Yeah.
So
which is to be expected. I expect him to be very good.
Yeah.
Who's been getting a lot of hype, Kroski Merritt, had 7 carries for 24 yards.
Nothing,
he did have one 9-yarder, but you got to see a couple of the cutbacks.
You got to see what he's got.
He's kind of a spark. He was kind of a spark.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nothing extraordinary, but you say, okay, he's got some life to him. But yeah, I think the biggest thing so far in the preseason is without Terry and even with Jaden in there, it seems like the offense is somewhat inept. Like based on the controlled scrimmages, like just not the wide receivers, just not really getting it done. Debo is doing his thing,
yeah,
but he's not like a number one kind of guy at this point, or I don't know that he ever has been.
Good number two.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a number one before Ayuk got there, but yeah, I mean, he's a good number two.
He doesn't run anything like the routes that Terry runs. You know, it's just different. So they need Terry in there, and you know, from what I've heard, the people that are reporting on it, I mean, this doesn't change the Commander's position. They think he's worth a certain number, and they're not budging on it, and he's under contract. So I'm telling you, my sense is that it has been this way for a few weeks. He's going to have to play on this deal. He's going to have to get up there, ball out, and then you have to get it, you know, maybe get an insurance policy or something, and then get it figured out next year, wherever he ends up.
I just wanted to see the younger guys, even though I knew that they were going to be playing with backups, and some of them are backups. Just wanted to see those guys, and there was flashes. I mean, the opening kickoff was That was a flash for Trevion Henderson.
Disaster. They had 15 penalties.
And 15 penalties
15
is a lot.
15 penalties, yeah. And they had like every kind of penalty you can imagine.
They did.
That is really troubling because even though you're backups, they should be able to line up correctly. You shouldn't have extra guys in the huddle. You shouldn't jump off sides. I mean, look, it happens, of course, but 15 is too much.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's too much. So, I mean,
but again, you just didn't see any of the starters.
Yeah, I'm not saying it means anything, but I think you have to say, and I'm a huge supporter. I think they're, you know, I think they should be every bit as good, if not better than last year, even though the schedule is difficult. That group looked like butt.
Correct.
Now, it doesn't mean anything for week one yet, but that group looked like butt.
And some of these guys may have to play if other guys on the, you know, the first team get hurt. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, you know,
yeah,
concerning. But I tell you what, it was kind of interesting to see how the Patriots came out and Vrabel came out and said, you know what, we're playing our guys.
Well,
you know,
also because as somebody pointed out, they're trying to establish their culture.
Correct.
Right. And then this group kind of did last year. Yeah.
But it's interesting how some coaches decide not to play their guys in the first preseason. And some other guys say, screw it, we're going. For two or three series, we're going to play our starters.
It could be a wake-up call. In some ways, I was looking at it and going, maybe that's good. Maybe you go out there, you put your backups in there, they get smoked. Kind of a wake-up call for everybody, even the starters. I don't know. I expect Jaden to go in there and do his thing, but I don't think we're going to be significant contenders if we don't have our number one receiver in there. They got to figure that out at some point.
It certainly hurts them.
Yeah. Yeah. We could take some of your calls, right?
Are you concerned based on what you saw? I don't think we're concerned, but maybe it raises your eyebrows a little bit.
Well,
I think
I expected better.
I think the penalties is something that you look at and you just wonder, well, what's going on? Are they goofing around too much in training camp?
Here's one reason why you should be a little bit concerned if you're a Skins fan like I am. Special teams is largely backups. That's what special teams is largely made up of. And special teams had a rough night.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Especially in the first two series.
Jeremy Reeves was out there.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned the kicker. Gay missed a kick.
Yeah, he did.
And supposedly, from what I read, he was awful in the joint sessions.
The controlled scrimmage? Yeah. Yeah.
They mowed through kickers last year. They gave this guy big bucks. He better be a hit.
Who was the guy with the OCD? Isn't that the last guy we had? Gonzalez? Was that the last guy? Zane Gonzalez or whatever.
But
his name
they
was.
had Austin Seibert for a while.
They gave up one hand.
They had Joseph for a game.
Yeah.
I mean, they
I think Gay is going to be fine. I mean, the first kick, obviously, he pulled it a little bit, but I think he's going to be fine.
Well,
I don't think you're going to have to worry about him for the year.
I think you have legitimate concern about the special teams at this point. And until the starters come in there and establish something, you know, you got to prove it.
Last year. Yep. Coming up next, we will hit the Skins and get into it a little bit more. What is your biggest concern after watching the debacle on Friday night in the Commanders' first preseason game? 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.